Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks. We know what's happening. You're ready for the podcast. Nikki, tell them the bad news and the good news.
Well, the bad news is it's going to be not like we're used to.
There is no podcast today.
Oh.
Wait, this looks like a podcast.
So
this seems like a podcast.
I started doing this before COVID. This is probably like 6 years. Every Monday, people would wait. Here it is. It's in their feed. And now Monday, it's not here. Well, it's here.
But it's not here.
So we have a whole new format, which I think you're going to like overall. Are you ready for the good news?
Yeah.
It's going to be every week. Dun, 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 dun.
Jazz hands?
It's going to be every week. But it's going to be a little shorter. So either you get
not that much shorter.
Yeah, but if you get one podcast every 2 weeks and it's like 45 minutes long, or you get a podcast every week and it's almost 30 minutes long, you're winning.
You're winning.
You're winning. So here's, John, the format is a little weird.
Do you want me to explain how it's going to work?
You do the format, because here's why I'm concerned.
All right. Should I give the full?
Give the whole.
So here's why this is all playing out. We now are doing 2 more hours of morning news on WNEP Plus.
Right.
So what we're going to do is on Fridays at 8:30 is going to be live the podcast.
But our new news is from 7 to 9 every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
But on Friday, we're going to sacrifice that last half hour of what is usually news.
And we're coming right in here.
And we're just going to come.
And we're bringing this in with us. And we're doing the Mr. Curiosity Brown Bag Podcast for a half hour live on
TV.
So
this is like a live studio audience when you think about
it. You'll be able to watch it live every Friday. We'll work out the details. This will still be available as a podcast.
So you can watch the repeat on YouTube or on our streaming channel on the screen at the bottom. Or you can just listen to it. Doesn't matter. But it's going to be recorded live during our 8:30 to 9 news.
New every week. You don't have to wait 2 weeks to get it.
Every I guess, I don't know if it'll be Friday or Monday it's going to be available. But every week it's going to be available. But here's my concern.
He has a concern.
When we do a podcast, we could be a little unfiltered. We could be a little silly. I feel now that if we're doing this live in our newscast from 7:30 till 8 or 8:30 until 9, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be more politically correct. I'm going to be more short-winded instead of long-winded.
I don't know.
It's going to be like when Mike...
Because that's a description of Joe when he's on TV.
Yeah.
No,
politically
but I'm...
correct.
And short-winded.
But it's going to be...
TV really limits him, Nikki.
I don't think he has to
You don't think it'll be the same? It's going to be like when my mother-in-law's around or my wife. I act different.
All right. And for those that are watching this...
Yeah.
If you haven't watched this new WNEP Plus newscast...
Make sure you watch.
I think the newscast alone from 7 to 9...
It's different.
I almost feel like when we're doing it, we have in our head that it's just streaming.
Yeah, like it doesn't.
We have a huge audience watching it.
But yet you think.
But in our heads, because.
We think it's not the real newscast.
The moment it starts, like this morning, we started joking around the second it came up about the news open and stuff. So I think it'll be the same with our podcast.
I think it'll still be fun.
I hope so. So this week, you don't get a podcast, but next time you do, and it's a whole new podcast.
I just picked this by mistake.
So this is not fixed or staged.
We weren't going to do any questions.
You're going to do it? But it could be a bust.
Where in the nursery rhyme does it say Humpty Dumpty is an egg? Tanya from Nanticoke.
Who can repeat that? Go ahead. Like, how does the nursery rhyme even go? Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Or Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty
had a great fall.
All the king's horses.
All the king's men couldn't put
Humpty Dumpty back together again.
There's no statement in that poem that it's an egg. It could be a human. It could be a dog, a cat.
But we all have in our mind an egg sitting on a wall and falling off and being in a bunch of pieces.
Who's that from?
Because some cartoon, Tanya and Nanticoke.
Tanya, thank you. And that's going to set the stage for our new podcast. Questions like that. They're going to be live.
But
8:30
what else would fall into a bunch of pieces if you fell off a wall?
John's going to be thinking about this all day.
It could be a cranium. It doesn't have to be an egg.
That'd be trouble.
Stay tuned. The new and improved Mr. Curiosity
live
every week, baby.
Every Friday. Wherever you get your podcasts.
But most importantly, get your questions in so they're live in front of a studio audience. It's brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag, one word, @WNEP.com. Maybe an egg question. Maybe a weather question. Maybe an anything question.
Maybe a Travis question.
How about gossip on Nikki? Get them all in.
Uh-oh.
See you next time.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.